You break open the seed to eat it?
Yeah, you break open the seed. Oh, you don't have to break open the seed now, but you have to get the seed out of it to cut the core out to get the meat of it.
So is the rind that outside cover, the outermost?
Yeah.
And then if you cut the rind off, is that right? And then there's that black cover, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
What do you call that black cover?
I don't know unless you call it the hull.
What about any other kind of nuts?
No, I never have. I've just grown peanuts and I've grown pecans.
Oh, you have?
Pecan trees take a long time to produce pecans now.
What about any other kind, like, did you ever grow almonds?
Almonds?
Yes.
Well, word sounds familiar to me. I don't believe I've ever grown.
Did you ever grow any kind of citrus fruit around here?
No.
Do you like to eat it?
Yeah, I like to eat it.
What do you like?
I like grapefruit juice. Grapefruit.
Do you eat those, the ones that people, they grow south of here?
You know? Yeah, in the valley. Down in the valley.
What else do they grow?
They grow down there now. They grow everything in the valley. Cotton, corn, peanuts, peas, watermelons, cantaloupes, and everything like that in the valley, because that's about 700 miles down here south, you know. The weather, it doesn't freeze down there, you know.
Well, what kind of citrus fruit do they grow down there, besides lemons and grapefruits? The ones about the size of a...
They grow pineapples down there.
Oh, they do? Don't they grow something about the size of a baseball?
Oranges. They grow oranges down there.
What kind of trees are there around here besides those pecans and those walnuts?
Well, there's pine trees, oak trees. That's about the only kind of trees that grows here. Pine trees, oak trees. And then persimmon trees, there'll be a persimmon tree to come up on a tract of land, good far apart, you know. When it get right, you can go in and pull a persimmon, but mostly possums and squirrels get up the trees and ruin them, you know, and eat them.
What kind of squirrels do you have here?
Little cat squirrels and red squirrels.
How do they differ, the cat squirrels and the red squirrels?
Cat squirrel is gray. And a red squirrel is sort of brownish red, yellowish color.
Do you have any of those kind of trees here that have broad leaves on them and they grow tall, have sort of a gray bark that peels off in big sheets? You know, you can peel it off in big pieces of bark like this big. They're pretty trees, they have little balls on them.
I don't know, unless I hear the name called.
You have any kind of sycamore?
Have a sycamore tree.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What is it like?
It's a large tree that grows up and you make lumber out of it, a pulpwood out of it, anything like that.
Ever hear it called anything else?
Not that I know of.
What about, do they grow any kind of trees around here to get sugar from?
No, they don't grow any kind of trees to get sugar from.
I've heard that they get sugar from some kind of trees. What kind would that be? Do you have any idea?
You get sugar from a sugar cane stalk, and that makes syrup and sugar too.
Have you ever heard of getting sugar from a tree though?
Never have.
Like a sugar maple or something like that?
No, I never have.
Well, you said you grew pecans. Where would you grow those?
You either plant them or they volunteer and come up from years past. It takes a long time for pecan tree to produce. And when it gets grown, it goes producing pecans out on the limbs. And when they get ripe, they'll fall off if a heavy wind comes, or you can go pull them off. That's pecan tree.
But did you ever plant them and a lot of them in one place?
Never did.
Did some people do that?
Some people have a pecan orchard. They call that a pecan orchard.